Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
We thank God for how He has led us, and we are going to follow in that step to really raise a cry to God. We have seen, first of all, that we are the ones who need that prayer first. We really need prayers. We have heard what happened to Elijah and even Ahab, that each of them walked in faith in the word of God. Before the rain came on the earth, they walked in faith. They believed. Despite the 3.5 years of drought and famine, severe famine, despite what looks like failure of the past, even for Ahab, even Ahab believed the word of Elijah to go and eat, and he went. It was faith. When Elijah sent him to go and gather the prophets of Baal, he did. That was faith. He put aside his difficulties, his failures, and believed what the Lord said. Elijah walked based on the word of God. We are the ones who need, you know, that prayer first of all. And I'm going to just follow it up with a scripture in the book of Hebrews, which we are also familiar with, to enable us to really pray for ourselves. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 39, and then we will read a bit of chapter 11. Hebrews 10, 35 to 39. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And then he talked about Abraham. Let's stop there. I see God coming to address an issue which could leak away his power and his readiness to do what he said he would do. This issue of believing him is very crucial, very critical in this season when God has promised us divine intervention. Faith is very central in it. Believing what God said. Unfortunately, sometimes because of our past experiences that may not be palatable, we may think that God is not. You know, he said, he that comes to God must believe that God is. The past experiences may make us to be discouraged and say, hey, God has been speaking like this. They say, God said, hey, well, what has he done after all? This morning we heard that it was the seventh time of looking that the rain came. It was not the first time of looking and praying and watching and putting the head between the knees. It was not the first time that Elijah cried that the rain came. We are trusting him that our own will not even linger, because he said, he that shall come will come and he will not tarry. Wait for him. And God warned again and said, my soul will have no pleasure in anyone who turns back. This issue of believing God for what it says, you know, I used to wonder, I said, but what does it cost to believe God? But I see that many of us find it difficult because of maybe where we are coming from, our past experience and whatever has happened to us. But now God is saying, believe, have faith in God. It is impossible to please God without faith. So God is saying, don't cast away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance. King James says, you have need of patience, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. There are things to do before we will receive what God has promised. Oftentimes, we don't want to do anything. We don't want to, you know, fulfill the premise for God's promise. Every promise of God has a premise for it to happen. And we need to watch that carefully and do it. So God said, after you have done the will of God, you will obtain what God has promised. The just shall live by faith, not by what he sees. Elijah did not wait to see before he believed. He moved. He went to Ahab when God said, it is time for me to send the rain. And God is saying now, it is time for me to visit the earth. He said, you will see greater things than you have ever seen. He said, hereafter. See, God even talking about, even its timing, hereafter, you will see heavens opened. You will see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Just believe God and do what he says you should do. That's why yesterday we were talking about us praying that God will open our ears to what instructions he has for us. Let him open our eyes so that we will do what he wants us to do. And then we will wait for him. He will definitely fulfill his promise. And God says, so what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The central reference says faith is the reality of things that you hope for. Is the reality of it. Another version says is the title deed. Is the seal of hope of what you are hoping for. You already have it when you have faith in what God has said. Let's believe God, and we're going to be praying. Honestly, our cry this morning is, Lord, teach me to walk with you by faith. Look at what happened to our fathers in the faith. Look at how they walked with God. Abel, Enoch, how they walked with God. But I want to focus on Noah. His story is also in the book of Genesis. The Bible says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Look at Noah. Look at what God said will happen. And let's see how he moved by faith, because I know that sometimes our problem, especially for believers, our problem is that we don't understand how to move with God by faith anymore. And so I see many of us believers, we grow up in darkness. Unbelievers are receiving their miracles, but believers are not. I have discovered that it is sometimes very difficult for believers to believe the word of God and receive what they need. Receive their miracles. But unbelievers are grabbing miracles. The Bible says there were many widows, there were many lepers in Israel in those days, but not one of them was healed, except Naaman, that man who believed the word that a small girl said. What is happening to children of God? That what belongs to them, they are missing it. But unbelievers are catching it. Now look at Noah in Genesis chapter 6. The Bible says in verse 13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the ark. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside out with pitch. And then he explained how he will do the ark in verse 21. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him. Now, the book of Hebrews that we read said, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. Not because of things he had seen. God just spoke. And what God is saying to us, he has said it before to people like Noah. He spoke and announced what he was about to do. He said, the end of all flesh has come before me. I'm about to wipe them off. So Noah, this is what you should do. And Noah moved with godly fear. Now God is saying, hereafter you shall see heavens opened. And he is beginning to give us instructions of steps to take. We need to move with godly fear. Otherwise, we will not be able to receive what God has promised. And our nations will continue to grope in darkness. We are the cause of all the trouble upon the face of the earth, because the people of God have the crumbs, are not eating. We are not believing God. Something is wrong with us. After we believed and came to our salvation, we dropped our faith. And we started walking by sight. We prayed. John chapter 7 of Genesis said, then the Lord said to Noah, come
into the ark.
You and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you 7 of each clean animal, a male and his female, 2 each of animals that are unclean, a male and his female, and also 7 each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of the earth. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And I will destroy them from the face of the earth, all living things that I have created. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Noah moved with godly fear and did all that God commanded him. Even though it has not yet been seen, it has never happened before, Noah moved and did all that God commanded him. And by faith, he prepared an ark for the sailing of his household. By faith, he didn't see before he acted. He just acted on the word of God. We are going to be pleading with God to teach us how to walk with him by faith. The promises of God has its premises, as we have said before. Abraham was also a man who moved by faith. He also was told things that look impossible, things that look incredible, that he being 100 years old, 99 actually, and Sarah about 90, that they will have a child in that old age. He believed. And in Romans chapter 4, you will see that this man also believed and just did as God said. Romans 4, verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. He did not stagger. That's the old King James. He did not stagger. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Look at this man. You know, there are works that faith does to show that it is faith. Faith is not dormant. And indeed, the Bible says, faith without works is dead. If you believe God, you will show it by taking steps to fulfill the premises of the promise. How did Abraham do that? The Bible says, he, contrary to hope, he believed in hope, so that he became a father of many nations. And being not weak in faith, he did not consider, look at the premises, he didn't consider the deadness of his body or the deadness of Sarah's womb. There are considerations that are contrary to faith. Put it aside. Put it aside. You will cry to God that, Lord, what are those things that have been the thoughts and the considerations and the fears of my heart that are making it difficult for me to believe you and take steps in faith? Father, wipe it off from my heart. Help me to walk by faith in what you have said. What again did he do? He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. First, I see that apart from the fact that he didn't consider the deadness of his body and Sarah's womb, he
That consideration that he did not take made a 99-year-old person to sleep with a 90-year-old woman, his wife. Please think about it. What could have brought that to their mind? 99 years old. Sleeping, having sex with his wife because of what God has said. I don't know how many years they have not slept together because of old age. We all know what happens at such an old age. But because God spoke, he took steps of faith. Faith without works is dead. There are steps of faith we will take in this season to show that we believe. Faith is an active thing. He took steps. He slept with his wife. And then the Bible said he gave glory to God. What does that mean? He was working, thanking God that God has already done what he says. God is able, you know. He said further, he knew that God was able. That's verse 21. He was being fully persuaded, fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. So he was giving glory to God. Those are active things to do for faith to bring about what you believe God to do. We need to walk with God in faith if we are going to receive these open heavens that he's talking about. So we are going to call on God for our lives. As I said before, it is very disheartening. Recently, I was crying to God to help my own faith. Because when I saw these people of old, how they took God at his word, simply, and they received what God has promised, we see that today, believers are the people who query God most. In fact, men of God are taught in the seminary to query God and query his word. To critique it. To question it. What kind of wicked teaching is this? We obey doctors. We believe them. Whatever they say we should do, we do. In faith and confidence that it will come to pass. But we cannot believe God. Even the Israel of old, Jesus rebuked them. He said there were many lepers in Israel, but they were not healed. Not because God does not want them to be healed, but because they do not believe God. But unbelievers were getting their own healing. God is saying you will see greater things than this. What is that consideration that will not let you believe God and walk in faith and fulfill the premises of the promise? We are suffering with the unbelievers today because of our unbelief. The children of Israel perished in the wilderness because they could not just believe God. They thought hunger would kill them. Those that God has reserved the promised land for, they thought hunger is what God will allow to kill them. And so they grumbled, they murmured, they complained. Don't allow unbelief to make you to also perish with the world. We will beg God today, Father, not even just to increase my faith, pour upon me the spirit of faith. Teach me how to walk with you in faith. Teach me, I'm the one in need of this first. As individuals, we need this. We need this. We are hearing that, look, it will take a child of God eating before there will be crumbs. But here you are. You are not eating because of unbelief. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Why should I be talking about believing God? Let me go and find a way of solving my problem. And so you refuse to eat. And so there is no blessing flowing through your life. You will beg God today. We must return to the life of faith. We must return to living by faith. We must return unto walking with God by faith. Please, call on God. The backsliding has become too great in the household of faith. The backsliding against faith. Backsliding, no more faith. In fact, Jesus lamented, when the Son of Man returns to the earth, shall he find faith on the earth? You will call on God today. Lord, help me to walk with you by faith. Teach me how to walk with you by faith. How did you help the men of old? That they simply took you by your word. They simply believe in your personality, your ability to do what you promised. Teach me to walk with you by faith so that I may eat what belongs to me in your presence. And the unbelievers will have crumbs to solve their problems. The nations are waiting for crumbs. You will pray that God will heal your own personal backsliding. Backsliding of faith. Backsliding in unbelief. You will call on God today so that from this meeting, you will start taking God by his word and then see what God will do if he will not fulfill his promise to us. Heavens will open because we are now eating. There will be things to solve the problem of nations. We will call on the Lord today. These are the issues to pray about. You will pray that God will help you to walk with God in faith. Let him revive his faith in you. Let him revive us in the life of faith. And then we will pray for the body of Christ. Oh, faith is lacking in the church today. Beg God that there will be a revival of faith. A revival of living by faith. Living, trusting God. A revival of walking by faith according to what comes out of the mouth of God. That's what he wants to teach us. That man should not, live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Faith in the word that comes out of the mouth of God. Faith in the God who made the promise. So we're going to call on God for ourselves and for the church. For a restoration of faith, for an energizing of our faith, for a rekindling of our faith, for him to teach us how to walk with God in faith. Shall we rise up to pray? And you will sing this song with me. Be gone, unbelief. Be gone, unbelief. My Savior is near. Please, let's quickly take that song and then we will go to God in prayer. Be gone, unbelief. Hymn 16.
Hymn number 16. La 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 la. One, two, go. Be gone, unbelief. My Savior is near, and for my release, we surely appear. By prayer, let me wrestle, and he will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. Though dark be my way, since he is my guide, 'tis mine to obey. Is his to provide. Though systems be broken and creatures offend, the word he has spoken shall surely prevail. His love in time past forbids me to think he'll leave me at last in trouble to sink. Each sweet Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure to help me quite through. Why should I complain of want or distress, temptation or pain? He told me no less. The heads of salvation I know from his word. Through much tribulation must follow their Lord. How bitter that cup no heart can conceive, which he drank quite all, the sin sinners might live. His way was much rougher and darker than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? Since all that I meet shall work for my good, the bitter is sweet, the medicine food, though painful at present, twists before long. And then, oh, how pleasant the conqueror's song.
Please arise and let us go to God in prayer. Be gone, unbelief. Be gone, unbelief. My Savior is near. Lord, teach me to walk with you by faith. Lord, revive your church in the life of faith. Let us go to God in prayer.